An obscure animated show about a drunk talking horse. It's an unlikely place to challenge assumptions about the nature of comedy, but this Netflix series is a story about a one-second gag that ended up being about much more. Here's NPR's Netta Ulibi.
It's about who gets to be funny.
Oh my God.
Let's be clear. The show, BoJack Horseman, is not intended for kids. Okay? It stars Will Arnett as the alcoholic horse. In this cartoon, some characters are people, some are animals. And there's a lot of joking, or punning, about that.
Wait, you stole muffins from a Navy SEAL?
I didn't know he was a Navy SEAL. I just thought he was a regular kind of SEAL.
When the show's team of writers make up these characters, they turn to production designer Lisa Hannawalt. She's hanging out now in the Hollywood office of the show's creator, Raphael Bob Waksberg. He says they'll go to her, for example, when they're making up an animal who's also a famous movie director.
Our options are Quentin Tarantuna, Quentin Tarantulino, or Quentin Tarantucan.
In this case, Hannawalt picked Tarantulino.
Because we hadn't had any spiders yet.
These two obviously get along really well. But while they were putting together the show's first season, they were surprised to find themselves creatively clashing over something seemingly minor, a tiny little visual joke.
Yeah, often in the background we'll add gags when it's between larger scenes just to, you know, have fun.
For funsies.
So here's what happened. Raphael Bob Waksberg and the writers came up with a super quick sight gag. There's a dog and a business person standing on a corner.
A car whooshes past and it causes the dog's tongue to whoosh and cover the business person in slobber.
Both the dog and the business person were written as male. But when Lisa Hannawalt got the script, she decided to draw them as female.
You know, so my first reaction when I saw these characters was it felt weird to me.
Bob Waksberg said, change them back. Lisa Hannawalt said no. She said this kind of thing is usually not a big deal, and she usually doesn't argue.
But with this, it really stuck in my mind, like, wait, but why is it weird if they're women?
This triggered a huge controversy among BoJack Horseman's staff and executives. It felt to Hannawalt like everyone got involved.
The first reaction I heard was like, well, it's gross if a woman slobbers. It's not funny anymore.
Hannawalt stood her ground, even though it seemed ridiculous even to her to fight for days about a background joke about slobber.
Even though a lot of our storyboarders are women, a lot of the designers are women, a lot of the writers are women, all the like stupid throwaway gags were men because it's just funnier if like a man is goofy or gross or ugly or weird and your first thought isn't to make that a woman. But I'm gross and funny and weird and I slobber. Like, that should be okay to show that in a cartoon, and it should be funny.
Hannawalt won. They did the bit with a female dog and a businesswoman. It literally lasts a second. And it worked. Of course it worked, says show creator Raphael Bob Waksberg.
And it feels so dumb now. It's what's weird talking about. It's like I'm trying to, like, I am also a feminist. And, like, this is something that is important to me. But it's so deeply ingrained, it's like I wasn't thinking about it.
What was ingrained was the idea that men are the default, that women characters slow down the joke just because they're women. Some people said to Lisa Hannawalt, the only reason why you want to make these characters female is because you're a woman too.
But that's not true. My first instinct is always to make characters male. And I have to challenge that and think like, well, really, does this need to be a man and why? And what is the problem if I change it? And then I have to do it. It's like always an extra step.
Hannawalt and Raphael Bob Waksberg were struck by a recent study about the dismal state of women's representation in the media that came out from an industry think tank.
How that, like, as audiences, you know, we see a crowd that's like 15% women, and we see, like, oh, that's like half men, half women.
So they're mindful of that in their crowd scenes. Now, Raphael Bob Waksberg and Lisa Hannawalt do not for a minute think the story of their little spat is even vaguely as important as stories about the Middle East or healthcare.
But I do think if we can do a little to normalize the idea of women existing, then like that's like the least we could do.
Raphael Bob Waksberg says ever since he started telling the story, lots of people have congratulated him for learning a lesson. That's not the point of the story. The point, he says, is that Lisa Hannawalt was right. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.